Michael Cohen takes aim at the president.
He directed me to make the payments. He directed me to become involved in these matters.
Inauguration investigation into donor money.
In exchange for access to the president.
Uncovering weapons at the airport.
At a rate of nearly 11 guns a day.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. On the heels of getting a three-year prison term, Michael Cohen, who cooperated with investigators, is pointing a finger of blame at the man he used to work for, President Donald Trump. We're live with White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
Cohen tells ABC the president did direct him to arrange hush payments to women in the weeks before the election.
He knows the truth. I know the truth. Others know the truth. And here is the truth. The people of the United States of America, the people of the world, don't believe what he's saying.
Mr. Trump has called Cohen a liar and a weak person who he alleges is telling a tall tale now to embarrass him. The president also suggests that Cohen is seeking to protect his wife from scrutiny. But Cohen insists the special counsel's team has good reason to believe him.
There's a substantial amount of information that they possess that corroborates the fact that I am telling the truth.
In addition to campaign finance violations, Cohen pleaded guilty to hiding millions from the IRS. His three-year prison term is due to begin in March. Steve?
And there's another headache for the administration. As we hear from Chief Washington correspondent Major Garrett, it's detailed in a published report.
The Wall Street Journal article goes into some detail about federal prosecutors in Manhattan looking into whether or not the inauguration committee, which raised more than $100 million, $107 million, in any way suggested to donors that donations to that inauguration committee could be used to sway future policy of the incoming Trump administration, gain access to the Trump administration, or anything that might constitute a form of political corruption.
Reports indicate President Trump has met with Chris Christie about the chief of staff job, and White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders was asked about indications that Trump's son-in-law and senior advisor Jared Kushner is on the shortlist, too.
I'm not aware that he's under consideration, but as I think all of us here would recognize, he will be great in any role that the president chooses to put him.
The Senate delivered a largely symbolic rebuke to President Trump, voting on resolutions that call on the U.S. to end its support for Saudi Arabia in the Yemen war and put the blame for the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi on the Saudi crown prince. They went to schools, hospitals, and government buildings around the country, emailed bomb threats that turned out to be part of a nationwide hoax, but they caused evacuations and searches and real concern. CBS's Jeff Pagaz.
Priority for the FBI is stopping the spread of these threatening emails. One threatening email that was sent to a Missouri middle school was traced to an IP address in Moscow. Typically, in these cases, the suspects are pretty good at covering their tracks and leading investigators down dead ends.
There's an investigation into the death of a 7-year-old Guatemalan girl who was in the custody of the U.S. Border Patrol. We're live with CBS's Gary Nunn.
Apparently, the little girl was given no food or water for days before she died of shock and dehydration, according to the Washington Post. The child was traveling with her father and a group when she was arrested by agents near Lordsburg, New Mexico, after crossing into the U.S. It is not known what happened to the girl before she began having seizures and was taken to a hospital in El Paso, where she died. Steve?
The man wanted for shooting up a Christmas market in Strasbourg, France, earlier this week is dead. He was shot and killed by police.
Neighbors came out to cheer the police when they heard the news. Justine said she was horrified to learn the gunman had been in her neighborhood and could have attacked people there. She, like others, said they were relieved it was all over, and she's planning on visiting the reopened Christmas market. Elaine Cobb, CBS News, Strasbourg.
Security officials say 2018 has already topped last year's record number of guns found at airport checkpoints, more than 4,000. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
Just 10 airports accounted for nearly a third of all incidents last year. The vast majority of the people involved are men. 63% were white. Most ranged in age from their 30s to their 50s. But guns were found in the luggage of an 84-year-old woman, a 10-year-old boy, an airport worker, and a pastor from Texas who told police he forgot the gun was in his backpack.
Can you explain why you were carrying a gun at DIA?
Colorado State Representative Lori Sain spent a night in jail after a gun was found in her purse at Denver International Airport.
They said right away, I'm sorry, I forgot, I made a mistake, and that's when I was cuffed.
She was ultimately not criminally charged, but did receive a nearly $2,000 fine from the TSA.
Well, people have left behind luggage, laptops, and all sorts of things on airplanes, but on a Southwest flight a few days ago, a human heart never made it off a Sacramento to Seattle flight. The crew realized it as they were continuing on to Dallas, so they returned to Seattle. Deanna Santa is with a California donor services organization.
Everybody involved is going to evaluate the process. They're going to make sure what happened and how to make sure that this doesn't happen again.
The heart was needed to recover a valve for a future procedure. Health officials have targeted a farm in Santa Barbara County, California, as one of the sources of the E. coli outbreak linked to romaine lettuce. They say there could be others. At least 59 people in 15 states have gotten sick. CBS says it paid actress Eliza Dushku $9.5 million in a settlement over allegations of sexual harassment against Michael Weatherly, the star of the network show Bull. CBS's Vladimir Dutier says the New York Times broke the story.
After being written off the show, Dushku entered mediation with CBS. According to the Times, that's when a lawyer for CBS handed over outtakes from Bull in belief it would help their case. But it allegedly backfired. The Times reports the outtakes were a goldmine that actually captured some of the harassment.
Weatherly told the Times he apologized to the actress. Singer Nancy Wilson has died at 81.
You don't know, you don't know, you don't know, you don't know.
The Grammy-winning singer did jazz standards and pop songs. In the 1960s, she had 8 albums that hit the top 20 on the Billboard charts. For Britain's Prime Minister Theresa May, the scene has shifted from a raucous parliament in her own country to the European Union in Brussels.
In an impassioned speech at last night's dinner, to which she was not invited, Theresa May urged EU leaders to make the concessions needed to get the Brexit deal through Britain's parliament. But they continue to insist today there will be no new negotiations. And now they've announced they'll publish their preliminary plans for a no-deal Brexit next week, raising the prospect of the world's fifth biggest economy crashing out of Europe at 11 p.m. local time next March 29th. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
In an analysis of food safety and health violations at sports arenas and stadiums, ESPN finds the best results at the home of the NBA's Golden State Warriors, Oracle Arena. Getting the worst marks, the Spectrum Center in Charlotte. That's the World News Roundup, produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.